Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Happy New Year. We are officially kicking off the 2026 trading year. And wow, the first session of January gave us a lot to unpack.
It sure did. If you just looked at the NASDAQ closing flat, you missed the real story. This was a classic, under-the-hood rotation day. We had the S&P 500 up just 0.2%. But the equal-weighted S&P? That was up 0.7%. That tells you everything.
Right? The mega caps were the anchor today. We saw Microsoft and Amazon sliding, and Tesla took a hit too. But the breadth looks solid.
Exactly. It's the real economy trade. While the Magnificent Seven were mixed, with Tesla down over 2.5% on that delivery miss, money was aggressively rotating into industrials, energy, and defense. The Dow actually outperformed everything, up 0.7%.
Let's drill down into that Tesla number for a second. They reported Q4 deliveries of 418,000, which was a 15% drop year over year. That stock is definitely in the penalty box right now.
It is. It closed near 438. But while tech was struggling, look at where the volume went. Aerospace and defense was the absolute leadership group today. We saw Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Rocket Lab all pushing highs.
Boeing was a standout, up almost 5%. What are you seeing on the charts for tomorrow?
Boeing looks primed for continuation. It closed around 227. If we can hold above 227 in the morning, I'm looking for a push toward 229, maybe even 231. The volume expansion there was real.
And you mentioned Rocket Lab. That space theme seems to be heating up again.
It's on fire. RKLB. It's testing that $76 level. The setup here is specific. Watch for a breakout over 76.20. If it clears that, we could see a run to 78. But you have to use a stop around 74. Volatility is high there.
Got it. So defense is a go. What about the industrial side? I saw GE had a strong session.
GE is a beast right now. It connects to that electrification and infrastructure theme. It needs to hold above 320. If it does, we are looking at 325 as the next target. This sector, industrials, finished up 1.9% today. That is significant relative strength.
Okay, let's pivot back to tech. Is the AI trade taking a breather to start 2026?
It's selective. NVIDIA managed to squeeze out a 1% gain holding the fort, but we saw a sell the rip pattern in a lot of other semis late in the day. AMD and TSM faded off their highs. So for tomorrow, be careful with broad semi exposure. Stick to the infrastructure plays like Vertiv, ticker VRT. That chart still looks constructive if it holds 176.
One outlier we have to mention, Ironwood Pharma, ticker IRWD. The stock exploded today.
Massive move, up 26%. They guided fiscal year 26 revenue way above consensus. It's hitting 52-week highs. When you see a gap like that on fundamental news, pricing changes, and volume growth for Linzess, you usually get some follow-through, or at least it holds the new range.
So, pulling it all together for tomorrow's session. The SPY is hovering in a consolidation zone. What is the line in the sand?
For the SPY, support is sitting right at 680. As long as we hold that, the bulls are okay. Resistance is 690. But honestly, I'm watching the 10-year Treasury yield. It crept up to 4.19%. If that spikes, it could pressure these high-flying industrials. But right now, the momentum is with the old economy breakouts.
Industrials, defense, and selective financials like Goldman Sachs. That's the playbook. Keep your head on a swivel for that sector rotation.
That's it. Don't force the tech trade if the money is flowing into Boeing and GE. Trade what you see, not what you want.
Sound advice to start the year. Thanks for the breakdown. We'll be watching those levels at the open. Good luck out there, everyone.